Hey, this is Joe Lestay from Bang Tango. You're listening to Maximum Threshold, baby.
Automatic defense procedures initiated.
What we've got here is...
Maximum voltage. Maximum power. Maximum carnage. This is Maximum Threshold. Call the show at...
440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold. And here's your hosts, Dom.
He's unstable, but possibly worse.
He's actually quite smart. He just makes errors of judgment along the way.
Test one.
Evening, women and children, men and women of all ages. I thank you all for tuning in this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Coming at you live, episode 490, something around there. yeah, I got a cool little show for you lined up here. I'm still adding music to the bot, to the player and stuff like that tonight, but I have these two interviews I want to play for you, for sure. I have the interview I did with Tommy Victor. a prong. Then I think we're going to play this Vixen interview from Michael from M3. So I hope you guys are strapped in. It's going to be a pretty hard-hitting night for you tonight. So let me knock out some of these quick commercials. We're going to come back in here. I'm going to play some brand new music for you. Then we're going to get right into the interview. And we're going to call it a night. How's that? I mean, it's still going to take in a couple hours, but still. I just wanted to make it sound like everything was condensed. Oh, we started the show off tonight with Cobra and the Lotus. Brand new stuff by them. That track was called Light Me Up. Once again, it's Cobra and the Lotus. Brand new stuff. We had Brittany Page on the show a couple years ago. We had her on a bunch of times prior to that as well. But she changed her name to like Cobra or something, Cobra Kai or something like that. Because she's the best around. I'm trying to find her promo ID. And it was a pretty cool interview that we did with her. She actually sang a Wasp song to us over there. Which is pretty cool. They were on tour in Canada or something. But I know they got almost a whole new lineup except for her because it's her band, whatever. So let me knock out these commercials. Like I said, we'll come in. I got a brand new Destructor and we'll play for you. And I haven't even heard any of this yet. And it's an exclusive. So you're in the right place if you want to hear some metal.
You're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio at MaximumThreshold.net. Once again, it's MaximumThreshold.net. Of course, if you're listening to this, you obviously found the right spot.
Nine out of ten alcoholics listen to Maximum Threshold. The tenth one just happened to be a heroin addict. MaximumThreshold.net.
Looking for reliable and affordable Shoutcast audio or video hosting? JWN Media offers complete Shoutcast hosting solutions for business or personal use. All plans come with full listener stats, custom web scripts for implementing your service into your existing website, full server control, super fast network, and huge bandwidth limits, a 99.5% uptime guarantee, and friendly, knowledgeable support personnel dedicated to making your hosting experience fun and easy. With plans starting at only $3 a month, you have no excuse not to get a server of your own. Plus, with the option to add auto DJ and on-demand services, you can be confident your station will be all it can be. Custom plans are also available at their website. Simply visit jwnmedia.com and click the Shoutcast hosting link to get started right now.
You want to call in the show? You can call in right now at 440-709-4977. Once again, the call-in line number is 440-709-4977. Remember, if you call, you will be on the air.
Have a smartphone, iPod, iPad, or even Roku? Grab the app, tune in, and search Maximum Threshold and hear the show live directly from your device. Missed the live show? Go to StitcherRadio.com and search Maximum Threshold and listen in today. That's Maximum Threshold and Stitcher Radio, a match made in heaven.
Now back to the show with your host, Tom. Here on Maximum Threshold Radio.
Hello, good people. We're getting requests coming in. I got this first one I'm going to play, though. This one is, this is by request as well. But I got some track coming up here in a little bit. Let me knock this Destructor out. We'll come back, and I got some more great tracks played for you tonight. Okay, we'll be back after this here on Maximum Threshold. Thanks for tuning in.
Our request on MaximumThreshold.net.
And now for new music sent in for you to check out. We'll be right back.
Listen to that. Man, that's brand new machine. This is our good friend Rich Green playing in the band. That's brand new stuff. Brand new record, man. Mm-hmm. I got some other stuff here I'm about to toss at you. Like a little grenade. So, I did have promo IDs, but I guess not. I don't know where I put them at. So, who cares? Got another one. This is by request. I'm knocking this one out. Then we're coming back. We knock out Tommy Victor interview. That one is really, it's dedicated to Jeff Kiss. This one here goes out the punchy. Yeah, this Corrosion of Conformity. Yep, this one comes off the, what the hell record I pull this one off of? Technocracy. I'll play something off this one, man, so we'll get ready for this. This here is called Crawling here on Maximum Threshold.
Our request on MaximumThreshold.net. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News, and this is your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Beartooth released a live video for their track Fairweather Friend on YouTube. It was filmed on November 11th, 2016 in Columbus, Ohio. It's off the bonus Beartooth Live in Columbus DVD on the deluxe edition of Aggressive out on May the 26th. And the band Hideous have released their first single called Man Shall Fall on YouTube. They're currently working on a debut album. The band features members of Death, Obituary, Massacre, 6 Feet Under, and Lividity. So check them out. And Sepultura are set to premiere their documentary Sepultura Endurance at the Regent Theater in Los Angeles, California on Sunday, May the 21st. The band will also hold a question and answer session after. You can check out the trailer on Vimeo. The documentary takes you through the band's entire career. Continuing with your Maximum Threshold.net rock and metal news. Video number 2 is now on YouTube of a 3-part series which takes you behind the scenes of the making of Rammstein's new live DVD, Rammstein Paris. The Blu-ray DVD is out on May the 19th. Stay tuned for updates as well on their new album that they're currently working on. And Thrice have released a stream of their track Sea Change on YouTube, which was previously released on Record Store Day as a 7-inch. The song can now be picked up at digital retailers and is on the B-side from their album To Be Everywhere Is To Be Nowhere. And finally, Diamond Head are set to hit the U.S. for a tour dates in May, and then they're going to come back again in August. They will play some headline shows and make some festival appearances. Check out the band's websites for the tour dates. This is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News with a Z, and this has been your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Ron. Another fabulous weekend. I kind of knew most of that stuff that he was talking about was going on in the music news, but I forgot. So I'm glad he covered it. I didn't know nothing about that Beartooth shit, though. I was supposed to be hooking up with them at Rock on the Range. Yeah, speaking of that, I put in a request for a good majority of all the bands to do interviews. Some of the bands, they're down with it, and some of them they're not doing interviews. We did get a request in for Metallica. They said they're not doing the interviews, but once we spot them, it's all it takes. And we're game. You know how we roll. That's how we roll. Okay, well, I just got them playing some Corrosion of Conformity. That was Crawling off the Technocracy release. I think they came out in 1987. Pretty cool stuff. I just picked up a bunch of the older COC stuff too. I got Animosity. I got Eye for an Eye. Just talking about an 84 and 85 releases there. I just got them. And before that, you heard Brand New Destructor off their latest release, Decibel Casualties. And we go back a long way with those guys. Went to school with them. No bullshit. That's the truth on that one. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So we played the Corrosion Conformity. That went out the Punchy. And yeah, there you go. Like I said, this next interview that we got coming up goes out to Jeff Kiss, because I actually talked about him after the interview. I'm not sure if it was in this, but yeah, I think it was afterwards, because I said I wanted to get a picture with him. I said, yeah, you ran into one of our guys in a Jersey show. He's pretty short, like 6'5 or something. So he remembered you. So here you go, man. This is the interview I did with Tommy Victor last week here in Cleveland, as they are on tour with Sepultura and Testament and some other band. I have no clue who the hell they were. And I don't think anybody else does either. So you're going to be back after this. Take care, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show.
This is Dominic of Maximum Threshold Radio, and I have before me the one and the only
Tommy Victor, guitar player, singer for Prong.
That's right, man. So how are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. I mean, this is a crazy tour. I mean, it's a lot of work, and as we were just talking before we started recording, and we just did another Prong recording, a new album's coming out. So 3 days before I left for this tour, I had to finish that up and then jump on, rehearse for 3 days, and then come out on this thing.
You going on the road with any other bands other than yours, this one?
Well, this is where we're out with Testament and Sepultura right now. And then we do festivals and then some headlining shows in Europe spanning 2 months. And then we're trying to get another... We're doing this Metal Maya thing that's down in Cancun. I don't know what time of the day, what day that is. And then we're trying to do another tour after that.
Nice. So what's the motivation to keep you going? Is it child support?
No, because I don't make that much money anyhow. So I don't know what it is. I mean, I think it's just the fact that I can do it. Yeah. And I think I'm doing it fairly well. So, I mean, to go back and do something else would be kind of a nightmare, really. I mean, what are you going to do? So, I mean, the last three prong records have been pretty good. The new one is pretty explosive. So, you know, when it winds up getting to the point where it's not good anymore, then I'm not going to do it. So.
Oh, I hear you on that. But you, yeah, like you said, over the last few records, man, it just still make their awe increasing. You're like, it feels like you're putting more time and more. I want to say more love into it. Is that the vibe you're getting?
Well, yeah. I mean, it has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, I did 6 years playing with Ministry, and Prong was sort of on the side, and then playing with Glenn a lot was putting Prong on the side, and. You know, before that, the first hiatus, I just didn't want to do it anymore. So, we've had these periods where I've been like, I don't really want to do it. So, now, I want to make good prong records. And, we could do them without a huge production cost. So, it's been, we're able to do it again, you know, I mean, it's... If I'm able to do it, I can do it. And if not, not.
What makes this new one more different than the last ones? Other than the other ones were like covers.
The last one, No Absolutes. There was some really, really good songs on that. I think this continues in that, where it's really song oriented. I think this one, there's a couple of more heavy moments on it. It's, I think the performances are better on it. Vocally, guitar playing, you know, drums, everything is pretty solid on it. There's definitely some heavier, more darker moments on this one.
Not to use the cliche you always hear, but what was like some of the inspiration on it, with this one?
Oh man, I mean, as far as lyrical with it, that's where a lot of the inspiration for me comes, because, you know, I write all the lyrics and, you know, really come up with the essential song concepts. So reading the news, scanning all sides of the news. You know, I'll read Breitbart, and then I'll read HuffPost, and then I'll go on to a whole bunch of other, you know, conspiracy websites.
The Onion?
No, I haven't done The Onion. And then I read a couple of, you know, reading books. Yeah. And then I read a lot of like Eastern philosophy, and I'm big into this guy Thich Nhat Hanh, and I just sort of throw it in a pot and just come up with stuff out of that, you know. And that's, you know, like libertarianism is a big theme a lot, and draw out of that as well. And and then just watching people and just looking around, seeing how stupid everything is.
Oh, it is. The world's a nut.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, I mean, it's actually, you know, it's like, I'm getting fired up. It's really, I don't know, maybe because I'm getting older, I just feel it, in a bizarre sense, the world is really in the best place it's ever been. So it's finally like, you know, I mean, I almost going back to the Rude Awakening prong record, where I woke up and I go, you know, this is, everything is nuts. And maybe I have absolutely no growth in my psyche at all, because I almost feel that way now, where it's just like, whoa, okay, it is pretty screwy out there, you know, I don't know, it's a cycle.
You think it's age that makes you look at the world a little differently?
I don't know. I thought it was, and then, like I just said, I mean, I go back and almost have the same feelings I did when I was in my 20s, so... Whether I'm not maturing quick enough, or I just see things... I had a period where I was delusional or something, or and you know, so I don't keep a journal, so I don't know really what the hell I'm thinking half the time.
I hear you. So what else you guys got going on?
Well, I have another side project rolling with Mike Schleibaum from Darkest Hour, and that's been taking forever to get together. I have another project that's taking forever to get together with George Lynch. Not that he's needs any more projects. He does like 80 million a week or something.
Have you heard his new KXM thing?
You know, I didn't hear it. I mean, Chris, the guy I do Prong Records with, he produced that last KXM, so I haven't heard it.
I'll shoot
it
over.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's out on Spotify or whatever. I haven't really listened to it yet, though. I mean, Lynch is great. I mean, you know, I know he's like an 80s guy and stuff, but I mean, he's pretty remarkable. And then I got, you know, Danzig. So that new record's coming out soon. Not that I really do. You know, people ask me, oh, you know, what is it? I mean, I really don't have that much participation in the Danzig records. I mean, I play guitar on them, and that's about it. Like, you know, I have nothing to do with the writing. I don't have anything to do with the production on it. I just pretty much try to do what Glenn tells me to do and try to make him happy. And, you know, I seem to be fairly successful at that.
What you think about that covers on Skeleton?
You know, I don't take the Fifth Amendment on it. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, Glenn has his own vision of stuff. And I think the selection of songs was cool. Glenn has his own ideas on stuff, and you know, like, that's why I have Prong. Prong is my baby. I do what I think is correct with Prong. At least I try to.
Yeah.
And I think I've accomplished that, especially on No Absolutes. I mean, that was like the first record in a while that I had a lot of control over, like the sound, the production, the songs, everything. Like you know, Carved Into Stone. You know, I did the material. I had a lot to do with, but you know, like Steve Evitz produced that record. Ruining Lives, Steve produced the vocals and mixed it. And this one was more like a complete. You know, I had a lot more to do with it, and like the new one as well. So I'm getting back to where I feel confident that you know I could. You know, work on a record, you know, with Chris Collier helps me tremendously. So together, you know, we could dial in what we like, you know, without going, oh my God, what was that mix or whatever. I mean, we just hash it out together. And that, you know, I mean, looking back on it, that's kind of a cool experience. Because, you know, he's always with Prong Records, you know, he's always had, you know, with Terry Dade, he'd always put his foot down in the end. I mean, I couldn't fight with him. And then, you know, with Dodson and, you know, Al Jorgensen and, you know, like these last couple of Prong records, I'm like, okay, well, you know, now I'm standing on my own a little bit.
I've noticed, like, on the last one, the production on that sounded really good. Are you trying different tones, like, for your new one, the new release, new on your guitars?
It's almost the same thing. I had to change the guitar I used, because the one I was using on all the rhythm tracks on the new one, on the last one, it's just beat up, and like it has a little bit of a different guitar sound, but it's along the lines. I mean, we changed things up a little bit, not out of anything conceptual. It's just we sort of had to here and there. It was it's just a lot to do with updates on in Pro Tools, etc., in order to make it happen.
Is any of the new plugins or anything that really stands out that you wanted to use?
Not really. We don't really go that crazy with them. So I mean, that's one thing. Like, you know, that's what you know, what Prong. I still try to record, or we try to do records that are sort of like the way they used to be done, but nothing in particular. It all becomes sort of the same deal, really.
Gotcha. Do you write any riffs when you're on the road?
When I have to. Like, when knowing that I have to go in and do a record, I'll start documenting them. But right now, I'm not, you know, like, I'm exhausted with... I mean, I had when, for the new record, which is called Zero Days, I got off a tour, and like you were saying, like while I was on the road, I recorded stuff on my phone. Then I was like, I had to listen to all those. Then I sat in front of a computer and downloaded that, got them off my phone, and then inevitably, I put a whole bunch of my new riffs down, like countless, unbelievable amount of stuff. And Chris Collier had some ideas, and then we just start throwing stuff in the garbage pail. You know, it's like, that's no. And then we get to the riffs and, you know, start making songs out of them.
Now, do you work off songs from the riffs, or do you work from the lyrics?
Well, it's a two-pronged concept, because, you know, I have to mix and match. So, you know, I'll listen to something and I'm going, and I'll say, you know, that one could be this lyric, and then I'll start developing the lyric around it. Or I'll have like a general idea of a lyric, and then it winds up being for another song. Yeah. And it's like a big jigsaw puzzle, the whole thing.
Do you take like the way I do it? I have like 30 riffs recorded, and you like try to piece them together to
same chords, BPMs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we do that. I mean, like, you know, I'll it's important for me to document or have, you know, the BPMs rolling. So, you know, if Chris has a riff or an idea, and I'm like, well, if that's 185 and the thing I came up with is 190, mm-hmm. you know, we'll sort of see if they work together or something. So that's just the demo form of everything. You know, everything's done, demoed, and pre-production beforehand. Like, I'll take all the ideas, and then I'll have to go in a room and work on all the vocal melodies. So, and then we have like 20 songs completely written, and then we start throwing those, the ones that we don't continue working on, the ones after that. So it's a long road. Gotcha. But we do it fast.
Yeah.
Like, so, which means like I you put the time in, like, you know, from, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, 6 days a week till like, you know, maybe 3 in the morning, just constantly working on songs all the time.
And this new one, do you have any guest performers on there?
Yeah, I have Marzi Montazeri on one.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, and I love Marzi, but it worked. He took a while to get his solo down. If he ever listens to this, he'll laugh. But and then Greg Harrison, Chris Canella is on a song, and my buddy Fred Ziemek, who used to be in Darkest Hour, he's got a bunch of projects he's working on, and so he's on it too. So I got like 4 different guys on it. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's to get to the point, it's like, you know, where, I mean, you know, maybe we should bring somebody else out in a solo. And then I got Matt Williams, who's a singer in Delphian. He does some background vocals, and his brother. And then this lunatic, one of my best friends, Justin Manning from Crowned by Fire, he sings on stuff too, like background vocals. So, you know, we had other guys come down and just fool around.
Gotcha. I'm looking forward to that. It sounds like it's going to be really good and something to be fired up about.
Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't listened to it in a while. I'm almost afraid. So there's a couple of, the problem I have, and I could probably talk to you about it, is that, you know, like, you know, we're coming up with these strong songs, and then it's like there's no vehicle for them. It's like, you know, what are we going to do with this? And it's like, well, I'm like, you know, I'm tired of writing these songs, and then I'm getting, you know, it's like, well, there's not enough money for radio promotion, and there's, you know, it's like, you know, it's just all for Spotify anyhow. And I'm like, why the hell am I making, you know, records? You know,
make
it's like,
it for Spotify.
I make it for Spotify, and then, you know, but I can't go in and just mail in a record. Right. Like, I'm going to go in and I'm going to make sure it's good. Like, you know, I can't, you know, just keep churning out records that and make it, whatever, with some other garbage I'm going to put down. So, you know, I want the songs to be good. I mean, you know, down the line, people are going to, you know, I mean, it's the fans or whatever. I mean, you know, the quality, there has to be some quality control. Mm-hmm. But everything is there's not that much quality control these days. People are like, well, as long as you get one song that maybe could be on Spotify, and who cares what the rest of the records? That's the vibe that's presented to me. And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, maybe we'll just mail this one in, like, you know, like, maybe I'll just mail this in and, you know, fuck it. And it winds up like, I can't do it. Like, I'll wake up 3 in the morning and, like, I cannot have this lyric on this record. And I'll just rewrite the whole damn thing, like, all night long.
How about getting the music, like, on soundtracks?
Well, these publishing companies are supposed to do that shit, but, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, I've never been that great at, like, selling myself and, like, going out and networking and all this stuff. So it's like, you know, I leave a lot to the art gods and, you know, I'm not the greatest businessman in the world. So, to say the least, I just sort of, you know, I do what I do and let the chips fall as they may. And then I complain about myself. Then I'm like, you know, I should have, you know, I mean, I mean, inevitably, maybe, who the hell knows.
That's what being an artist is all about.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great existence.
Get very little appreciation out of it.
I mean, that's part of the education process of the whole thing, is where, you know, we have these false conceptions about how things are, and then that's completely turned around. By the time you get to you have a 30-year career, your priorities change. You know, it's like I said, it's you're so hardwired into something, and like I said, like the way I was talking about being driven, and you just can't help it. You know, you just you finally realize, you think that you have other priorities, and then you realize that you don't.
Yeah. Just a couple more things here. We'll let you get going there. So when does the new one come out?
July 28th.
Is it where can people get that at? Don't even say Spotify.
Well, it'll be on iTunes and then in the stores. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, it's like it's on Steam Hammer. It was supposed to come out on E1 over here. I don't know what the status of that is yet. But, you know, you get it at the shows, and I'm sure Best Buy will have, you know, a couple of copies laying around, something.
Can you get it in Walmart?
I don't think so. You know, I don't even think you can get Testament records at Walmart anymore. I mean, it's like pretty diluted.
But you can get Kiss in there.
Which ones?
Sonic Boom.
Is that the last one?
I think it was.
For some reason, Kiss has been coming up a lot. And I don't know, man. Like, you know, I didn't like Love Gun. And then Rock and Roll Over was great. And then after that, I was done. I mean, It's Hotter Than Hell, Dressed to Kill. I mean, even Kiss Alive, I'm sort of into that. I mean, Destroyer I liked, and then Rock and Roll Over.
The Elder didn't do nothing for you?
No. That's horrible. Even Dynasty. I mean, people go, oh, what, you don't like Dynasty? I'm like, no, I don't like it.
I was just listening to Dynasty. That's
oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
A couple songs. The Ace of songs on there.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, the Ace song, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll have to listen to it again.
2000 Man on there.
Yeah, that's really good.
That'd be a cool song to cover, make it a little heavier.
All right. I mean, I've been thinking about doing another covers record, but it's another waste of time, sort of. No one paid attention to the last one.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Our listeners did, too.
Well, you're a Killing Joke fan, yeah. So, I mean, and that's like a dying breed, it seems. It's like, it's amazing how many interviews I do with people, and they, even Metallica covered them, and they still don't know who Killing Joke is.
They've been around forever.
Yeah, I mean, it's and their music is great.
Thank you, Tommy.
Cool, man.
Not that I'm a good note.
Yeah, there you go. That's Prong with Beg to Differ. And before that, we had the interview with Tommy Victor from, almost said Striper, Prong. Let's see here. We're going to take a little break, come back with this interview with Vixen that Michael did. I haven't even heard this one yet, so I'm hoping it's going to be a good one. I know it's going to be a good one. You know what I mean. Be right back after this. I'm Max and Josh Show. Thanks for tuning in. It's contest time. Text message the show at 440-252-0058. Once again, that text message number is 440-252-0058. First one text wins whatever the hell we're giving away. Thanks for listening to Maximum Threshold Radio.
You can now hear the Maximum Threshold Radio Show on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and Palm Pre on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com. Once again, you can hear Maximum Threshold Radio Show on Stitcher.com.
Yo, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio. I just came from outer space.
You want to follow Maximum Threshold Radio? You can do so. You can find us at MaximumThreshold.net, Facebook, Facebook.com/MaximumThreshold Radio, Twitter at Max Threshold. You can also get us on YouTube at YouTube.com/MaximumThreshold. Pretty damn simple, huh? Check us out. Follow us. Be part of us.
Some brand new Frank Palagi. Break These Chains.
Can you break away these chains that hold you down? Our skin and bone can't save the pain that's left now. Your only hope is within your now it's time to face yourself. You can break all these chains. Save yourself, it's your darkest day. Crawl towards the light and break these chains. The fate you will make. Tear it all down and win.
You gotta break, you gotta break, you gotta break.
You gotta break, you gotta break, you gotta break. You down.
And that was Frank Palangi, or Palangi, depends on what part of the country you're at. That was another request by Jeff Kiss. He's one of Frank's big fans. So I want to throw that on. Jeff also wanted us to play some Fozzy, so I'll try to squeeze some of that in maybe a little later. We'll see. Hey, they're out and playing the Carolina Rebellion tonight, Fozzy is. So if you guys are out there, hit them up. Tell them we said hey. Hey. Got a song here going out here to Curtis, 54. Going out from his little love lady, Liv. Some brand new Liv Sin here. Gonna play it out just for him. So everybody else, you could just walk away. Let the man enjoy his time with his lady. Back after this.
This is Liv from Sister Sin, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold.
By request, maybe.
But something still drives me. This curse is mine to John 5, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold.
Hey everybody, this is Michael from Maximum Threshold, and I'm here with Roxy and Jan from Vixen.
How you doing?
Hello.
So you guys are here playing M3 again, which is great. So is there a tour going on, or are you guys just doing a few dates here and there? Or?
We're weekend warriors.
Warriors.
Yeah, we fly in and out. We do weekends.
Yeah.
Twice a month.
I mean, August and September are filling up fast. Yeah. We're going to be out every weekend in those months, but yeah.
So where can everybody find out about your tour dates and all the Vixen news?
Facebook. Fixin' Facebook page or
website. Yeah. All our individual sites. I mean, we all share the events and stuff.
Yeah. And maybe buy some music instead of steal it, you know. And buy some merchandise.
Yeah.
I know just walking through the crowd and stuff, everybody's excited to see you guys again.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know that it wasn't easy when it first started, because you're gorgeous women and people maybe didn't want to take you seriously, so you had to prove it. And after all these years, now everybody knows they're going to get a badass show with Vixen on stage.
Yeah, exactly. We've earned it.
Did you find it was hard at the beginning with that?
Well, yeah, as far as the industry, yeah. Being a woman in rock, it was still kind of a novelty, whereas now it's not. I mean, there's great players everywhere, women, men, I mean, with the social media and stuff.
When you guys go places, do younger women come up to you and tell you how you inspired them and made them realize that you kicked down the door? Because
the greatest feeling ever. That's the best compliment you could ever get. When they say, oh, you know, I listened to you and, you know, it made me pick up a guitar and, you know, or made me, you know, join a band. And that's great.
Because before you, there were a few bands that were all females, but they weren't quite as popular. Like the Runaways are legendary, but they weren't very popular until later on. You had what was that band? Girl School.
Yeah.
They used to do
couples,
but they weren't a huge band. You guys were probably the first all female band that became so popular. You
know, I think it was our style. Yeah. I mean, we were more crossover.
Right.
Where Girl School is a lot heavier.
Yeah.
The Runaways were punkier.
Yeah.
Right? More punk rock.
And just different time.
Yeah.
You know?
Timing is everything.
Yeah.
Do you ever get the urge, even though you only play on the weekends, to break out the big drum kit with the motorcycle?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They won't let you, or it's just...
No, it's just, it's not, that's not going to work.
Yeah, we don't let her.
Do you still have it?
I still have it. It's in storage.
Yeah? Where's it at? What's
in
the address?
Detroit. Oh, what's the address?
So, is there going to be some new music coming out from you guys?
Well, we're emailing each other some ideas recently. So, we're thinking about new music.
Yeah. We're talking about doing a live release too.
Yeah.
With this lineup, of course, we've never done that. So,
you probably should, because you guys are very good, powerful live band. And if people, when people hear that, some people are like, why do people do live albums, blah blah blah, but if you hear it, then you're like, oh my god, they're so good live, I gotta go see it.
Well, and it's a different energy too when you're playing live. It's just, there it is, raw. You know, where it's more on the record, it's produced, you know, it's perfect. Live, it's not perfect, it's, you can feel it. We're live is
You guys,
me
are,
too, I love listening to live.
You guys are a very tight, savage live animal, and people should see that and hear it. Are you guys thinking about doing a DVD, Blu-ray combo, VHS, Betamax thing to go with
That'd
it?
That'd be good. Get somebody to actually film it and, you know, record the audio.
You'd have to break out the motorcycle for that.
Just for that? Okay.
Just for that.
I will, for you.
Okay, for me. You guys heard that, for me. I don't have to pay to have it shipped and all that, do I? Set it up.
You're going to set it up for me?
No, I mean, do I have to pay to ship? I'll come and set it up. If I don't have to pay for it, I'll come and set it up.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Okay.
Now, I'll drive it over.
Do you actually do ride, or was that just an idea?
No, it was just an idea. I've ridden as a passenger, but I've never ridden a motorcycle. No, driven one.
So you guys email stuff to each other. Do you guys still live close or
no? We live all over the place.
All over the place. Is that? Do you find that it's keeps the energy fresher that you're not all together all the time? Or
well, it's a double-edged sword because it's nice because we really appreciate the time that we do get to get out there and do it. But if there's a long break, you know, you feel like, oh God, you know, you're kind of. It takes a while to get back into the swing. So, I mean, if we can, usually when we'll do like a few weekends in a row, like we'll kind of hit a stride where it's like, oh, this feels so great. It's like we're back in it, and then we have a break, and then, so it's hard. But yeah, we do really appreciate being able to do it. I mean, it's a great feeling.
And as far as, like you said, you email ideas back and forth. Is that better for writing, or do you think it's is it hard? Like, because back in the day, you get in your room and you just
ideas from each other. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody will
and,
spark
and
an
spur
idea.
Of the moment. The inspiration is immediate. Whereas if you know, it's a lot. There's nothing like being in this room together.
Right, and if you email, it's like, energy. What do you feel in there? Like, what do you want? You know,
right. So it's a little easier to convey your vision for something right away. Yeah. So it's.
And also, when you're playing together in the rehearsal and you're just jamming it, then it just falls, it comes together.
Right, and people will just spontaneously do things that if it's too thought out, it might not happen that way. So, right.
Plus, you never know when you, say you email a file to Roxy, and she might be like, You can't get that. You don't see her reaction to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did notice that you guys are pretty tight, like, because every time I see you guys are always together. Like, sometimes you see the bands and they're never together until they're getting ready to go on stage on stage or at the meet and greets.
No, we actually, like, eat together.
Yeah.
We hang out.
Like, back in the day, were there any cat fights or anything?
Terrible. Fur flying all the time.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I would just imagine, is it true that like being on the bus and being so close, your like cycles all come together and then you're all moody and angry?
Yeah. That's true.
The any of the male, you know, like the bus driver and the crew members, they're always like, oh God.
Yeah, stay away.
Everybody, we'll hang out in the back of the bus. You guys in the front. It's all good.
Did they adhere to the first rule of cat fights? Never break one up? Or did they always separate you?
No, they like to watch.
Yeah, you're never supposed, that's like the man rule number one. Never break up a cat fight.
No, like Roxy said, they would film it. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Maybe you could put that on the end of
that. That would have made us rich on YouTube.
At the end of the new live release, that could be like a little bonus, like a little cat fight. Who was the baddest? Who won all the time? Who was the ass kicker? My money's on Roxy. I would say Roxy.
I had a mouth. I was the mouthy one. Jan, really? She's so quiet.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's the speak softly, carry a big stick kind of person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would start the trouble.
Janet, though. Yeah. It took a lot to get you mad.
Oh, God, I know. But once... Yeah.
You had the long fuse and the big explosion.
Exactly.
Once I blow, look out.
Not me, it doesn't take, I mean, you know.
You're Italian, right?
Well, that's good because you get it out.
Yeah.
You know, just I'll instantly. Let it fester and then all of a sudden, kaboom.
I know.
Get out of the room.
I'm like that combination. Sometimes I have that long, slow-burning fuse and then I explode like a nuclear bomb, and other times I just explode really quick and then it's over.
Yeah.
You know?
I like those better. Yeah. It's over.
It's versus... like, oh, how am I supposed to clean up this mess that I just, my mouth put in?
But overall, you know, we got along great, except when we were on the road too long. That's when we were just getting
on each other's nerves. Well, you're tired, and, you know, little things get on your nerves that normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
Just because you're just stuck on the bus constantly.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the end, we're all crossing off the days.
Before they got there.
Before you. Exactly. Roxy would have a whole week crossed off. Roxy, it's only Tuesday and you got Friday already.
God, I remember doing that. Now it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, we do the opposite. We're crossing off the days until we get to the gig. Another 3 days and we get to go play. Yeah,
and now, like, when you're gone, you, like, even back then after you would, like, be like, oh, I can't wait to get this over with? How long after when you got home were you like, oh, I can't wait to see my girls again? How long would, how long would you be like, okay, I've had enough of not being around them?
Well, it was such a weird adjustment.
Yeah.
Because you would get home and then all your relationships with other people are weird and strained because you haven't seen them in a while. So it takes a while to kind of get back in that groove.
And then you don't even really want to see. I know when I first got home, I don't really want to see anybody. It's just kind of like I would sleep for like 3-4 days.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay,
chill.
I gotta regroup. I'm home now, normal life for a minute.
And then
I was usually good for a couple of months, and then it'd be like, I'm ready to go again.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to be home too long.
Yeah.
One day you're ripping each other's fur out, you know? And then. Then you're like, I miss my girl. You know?
I think every band, I mean, not just us. You're on the road for a long time, you get sick of each other. Yeah, it's just, that's human nature.
Yeah, you can't help it.
You can't help
it. Too much togetherness, you know.
And you're confined in a small space, you're on a bus. Yeah. And, you know, just the stress. There's stress. A
lot of stress, a lot of pressure. We were busy back then, too. It was boom, boom, boom. You pull into town, you have interviews, you go to the in-store signing, you go to sound check, shove some food in your mouth, go back to the hotel, you get ready, you're thrown on stage, you get back on the bus, and you do it all again. Yeah. After a while, you kind of like...
Yeah.
And there were times, too, where it was like, you know, where are we?
Yeah.
There were a couple of times I was on stage, and I did not know where we were.
I would have to run off Cleveland to... Moments.
Yeah, on the side of the stage. Where are we? Help!
That's my cousin.
That's your cousin?
Yep.
It's
only my cousin. We're related somehow.
Yes. I think his dogs, his mom's dog came into my mom's dog's yard and we were both hatched. But,
Hi.
It's great that you guys actually do get along, because there are a lot of bands from back then, even like new bands, that can't get along together. Like even like when you throw them wads of money, they can't get along to do it. You know.
Well, so, if you don't agree on everything, that's for sure. But you got to compromise. Yeah. You know, if you value and respect each other, then you compromise. You do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think people just are not willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it to them because, I don't know, ego's in the way or who knows.
Now, was there ever a compromise as a group that you guys, like, all together, like, did that wasn't necessarily Vixen, that you compromised thinking it would, like, the record company or your managers talked you into that you regret now?
There were a few things that, you know, maybe that I thought maybe we should have been more emphatic about, but
no, we didn't really have a say in anything.
I know.
We were just happy that we had management and record deals. Remember, at first, we were just like, okay, they're taking over, and we expect them to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
We wanted to handle the music part of it, but then even that,
they were
taking control of our music too.
When, you know, I just remember doing a couple of songs that they kind of wanted to do and considered them important songs that just really were not...
It was not us.
No, and I just felt really cheesy doing it. Like, I'm not feeling this at all. And I remember, you know, the producers, like, pulling their hair out trying to get me to get into it because I wasn't feeling it.
Are there?
So, you know, and you don't want to be an asshole and just, like, stomp out of the room and refuse to sing.
Yeah.
But,
well,
but
you did. I saw that look. You did it. You did it, didn't you?
I know you had all the lights turned off, though, when you're singing. You turn the lights off.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't look at me while I'm singing.
Yeah.
No.
But I think what you were doing is flipping them off.
I was.
No.
Fuck the song.
Are there any of those songs? You don't have to name names. But is there anything like any of those songs that you had to compromise and do that are like, say, like fan favorites that you have to play? Like a song, you don't have to name the song, but is there a song that you secretly resent that you have to play or the fans would riot?
Not for me.
No. Most of the ones that we play The one that I'm talking about, we don't play.
What, did it even get any airplay or anything?
No.
See, it was just like...
They were like, oh, it's going to be a big single.
No, you know what? It was. I think it was more of a favor type of thing, you know, politics.
Right.
What song is it? Nobody's listening.
Off the record?
Off the record.
I hated singing that song. I felt so stupid.
Well, it was kind of a cheesy... It was just too happy. Very happy song. But you know what? I watched it on YouTube the other day, and we did it really good. We opened with it.
Not for very long, though, right?
At that high school, we opened with that.
I was probably really thrilled with that.
And we did the Daytona. We played Daytona, didn't we? I think we did. Yeah.
You. Anyway, won't tell anybody that.
But everything else we play,
so I was thinking
everything
of,
we play
of
now,
Warren.
I love it. What?
I was thinking of the Diane Warren song. I did not like that one. I was like, what do we... What?
Me neither. That was what? Another one.
Well, we're getting time to wrap it up here. One more time. You said find your Facebook page?
Yes, and our website.
Which was?
VixenOfficial.com.
Right.
You check out their tour dates. Buy some stuff.
Buy lots of stuff.
So Roxy brings the motorcycle out.
That's gonna pay for shipping. The merch money's
that's
gonna pay
right.
for shipping.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna go set the drums up for free. All
right. Deal.
We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere, everybody. Close down the regular portion of the show. Come right back. Don't go anywhere. Are you
good? You just listened to Maximum Threshold Radio Show. It is live every Saturday night, 8 p.m. until whenever the fuck they shut up. So tune in.
It is pointless to resist.